Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience.
I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
It's that time, barbecue.
Yeah, 98.5 works really good over there in Milam and Lee counties and eastern Williamson County. Jimmy Carter brought to you by, Crestview RV. Good folks and a great guy. Jim Swerdner, Swerdner Farm and Ranch. It is Thursday. Where is this week going, Jimmy? Are you watching?
I don't even know which way. Major League Baseball's today. I think I'm going to stay off of some of the news channels and watch some baseball.
Opening day.
This afternoon has a chilling effect. I love Major League Baseball, and maybe I'll get into it even more this year. I'm not sure who's supposed to be good. I'm a Dodger fan, and I think they're going to be all right. As long as they got Ohtani, they can almost have everybody else not be so okay. Who are you rooting for?
Tampa? Rangers, you know, Astros. Tampa Bay Rays.
Yeah, I was an Astro fan, used to be, but that's worn off. I like the Dodgers, and used to be, if you're from the deep south, there was only one team you could ever root for because that's all we ever had were the Atlanta Braves because they were on Superstation 17, WTBS, and so everybody in the south and a lot of people in the country got to know Ted Turner and got to know Dale Murphy and all the different people there that did the games and played. So went through three different stadiums in Atlanta in my lifetime. I don't think they're going to have another one anytime soon. And the Hank Aaron days were pretty great. And one time they were sharing the same stadium there, the Falcons and the Braves, and saw my first great pro game there. And it was fun.
Well,
I'm a Yankees fan, too.
Your question? Who's supposed to do good? According to Baseball America, the Major League Baseball power rankings, so the preseason rankings, do in fact have your Los Angeles Dodgers number one, your Atlanta Braves number two.
Oh, wow.
Philadelphia Phillies number three. They got the Mets have been, they got the talent. They got them there now at number four. They got the Yankees fifth, the Orioles six, Arizona Diamondbacks up there at seven. Boston Red Sox, who the Rangers open up with today at Globe Life, number eight, give you nine, the Texas Rangers. How about that? And number number 10, yeah, that won't last long.
Number nine.
Number nine. Yeah, 9 out of 30.
All right, fair enough.
Dude.
There's some hope.
Dude, as they say. That's good.
Bruh.
And number 10, Jimmy, I got to give you 11. 10 is the Chicago Cubs because 11's the Astros. That's the top tier.
Okay. Well, this isn't the top story because I'm beating around the bush on that one, but I am going to mention this one that I saw the video on it, and it actually made some news. A naked woman running around the Dallas airport. Did you see her?
I did.
She was mad. She crazy. I don't know what was wrong with her. I never did see the outcome.
Just wearing her shoes.
Yeah, but she was throwing the shoes. She broke a couple of monitors. She was throwing water all over the place. I don't know what her problem was.
This is like the third naked incident at an airport in the last week or so. You know, bottom line.
A lot of people getting naked at the airport.
mental illness is now the official stage for it to act out, unfortunately, seems to be our airports. If not the airplane itself, if they get through.
They're just, I'm telling you, since, well, this is, it's not the reason why I haven't flown, but it's not a commercial for wanting me to fly. I mean, you know, naked people running around the airport and planes getting canceled. I don't know. I just can't get motivated to get up in the air. We'll see. 530,000 illegals have been given 30 days to self-deport. So all that stuff is going. But at the same time, you've got court cases that are mounting up on top of each other. And this is getting very confusing. He puts out an order. The courts stay the order. And they, you know, then they all get in line because nothing happens very fast in America's court system. So we'll see where all of that goes. But yeah, the big story is not health care funding or anything else. It is the text messaging. The Democrats found a story that they can jump on, and they have the Signal chat scandal. And it's really not a scandal. It's a bunch of people in the administration. It was a bit of an amateur hour, honestly, where they all got on there and they were talking about the upcoming strike in the Middle East. And I think in his enthusiasm, Pete had the defense secretary. He had some information, so he wanted to tell them all about what was going to go. I'm surprised. Well, anyway, there was a boo-boo on a bunch of different parts. They probably all should not have been talking about all of this. And, you know, sometimes the American people even have to be reminded when you know something, you're supposed to say something, but not every time. Some things are secrets. And keeping a secret in this country seems to be difficult with some people all day. Now, there has been, whether this was classified or not, I mean, people, I think it was pretty sensitive information. At least I'll say that. And they shouldn't have been talking about it on open channels. And that used to get kind of drilled into everybody's head. You know, you don't put things out in open channels. Whether you're in Congress, you got to get in a special room to talk about certain things, or whether or not you're on some type of text thread with a bunch of people. And this didn't happen because this has only been even possible to do the last few years. Even in the first Trump administration, they didn't have this, they didn't do this kind of Signal group chat stuff. Congress does it all the time, and they have to constantly remind all of them about, you know, don't be saying stuff that the Chinese or the Russians or whoever who's listening can find out about. So it's kind of an over the head of whether or not something, nobody got hurt. Doesn't matter if anybody got hurt or not. It's just the fact that they shouldn't be talking about hot items like that on a text thread. Should anybody get fired? No. Should someone get warned and tell them never do that again? Yes. And I imagine that they have had that. The Supreme Court and ghost guns. Now, a lot of people very sensitive about any kind of rule against guns. The 1968 Gun Control Act requiring to place traceable serial numbers on kit parts, and the Supreme Court upheld those regulations to apply to ghost guns. So if it's a gun, it needs to have a serial number on it, and it needs to be able to have background checks and all of those things in it. And Justice Clarence Thomas and Samuel Alito argued that the disassembled kits do not meet the statutory definition. So there you go. Basketball is back tonight. Sweet 16 kicks off in various cities around the country. There'll be Thursday and Saturday games for these people and Friday and Sunday games for a bunch of others. And then I think they're headed to San Antonio, right?
Next year.
And the next thing is San Antonio. Social Security, no, they're not cutting back on anything in Social Security, but what it does look like they could be doing is if they're cutting the budgets on all these agencies and doing all that, they're not going to make people who are retired have to go in and do certain things, but some things they are going to have to physically go in to Social Security, and that's not really anything new. But if you're going to reduce their staff by 12%, that's not going to make the lines any shorter or any of the distances any shorter for people to have to go there. So to me, customer service ought to be getting ramped up and not cut back. So this is where the, you know, 20-year-olds from Doge don't really know what they're talking about with things like Social Security. They don't even know what it is. So that they may have that wrong. The 25% tariff on cars, that's a real big dip. The General Motors stock plunged 7% in after-hours trading. Ford went down 4%, Stellantis 4%. The European Union are saying this is direct attack. We'll see what happens between now and next week when they all come in. If they drop the charges they have on cars coming from our country to theirs, they don't let them pretty much in. American cars are persona non grata in Europe and a lot of places. So that's what Trump is fighting for, but we'll see how that goes through. A lot of war words out there. Zelensky says Putin will die soon. I don't know what that's coming from or all about.
Yeah, we've been hearing that for about 4 or 5 years.
Yeah, I thought he, but he didn't look
like cancer.
Yeah, they're always saying something about him. I don't know what that's coming from. Again, you can't believe me, everything that you read out there. RFK plans 10,000 job cuts in the majoring restructure of his health department. That's the one personally that I'm the most worried about, is what they're doing up there, but I hope they're doing the right thing. As I see, the measles stuff continues to spread, and I don't know what everybody's doing about that, but hopefully they're doing something. But it seems like it's getting real close to being a national interest, not just Texas and New Mexico. These cases, I know one popped up in Tennessee the other day. Poor kid had measles all over him, and it's just an extremely contagious disease that can be stopped by a vaccine. And everybody says, oh, vaccines are terrible. And how that ever happened, somebody ought to get taken to the firing squad for making that story, politicizing health. That's bad news. That's hurt a lot, and going to continue to hurt a lot of people, that whole politicizing health and wellness. Don't think that's a smart idea on any level. This is for Bob and for my buddy Ted. I know y'all are upset about this. If you know about it, Johnny Mathis is having to retire.
Oh, Bob.
Yeah, it's,
what will you
no
do?
More droopy drawers than him.
Look, I've always liked Johnny Mathis, but like not.
Of course.
No, I wouldn't pay to go see him or anything. God
love
him.
He's only got 3 or 4 more shows, and he's 89 years old. He's been a hit maker since '50s, but a real regular to sing with symphony orchestras around the country.
Chances all.
Yeah, that's his big one. And then what's the other one? Misty?
Misty.
Yeah.
It's not for me to say.
I'm as misty as another up a tree.
Well, it sounds just like it.
Thank you. And he did. He kind of came in the '70s, got a little bit more regular people stuff, because he did a thing with Denise Williams, Too Much, Too Little, Too Late.
Fall in Love with You Again.
That was a pretty good song.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Well, I'm looking at the markets. They're up a little bit this morning in the Dow futures. They don't, people don't know what to do because every day is so different. with tariffs and other news. So stocks kind of just hovering today. Oil was unchanged a minute ago. It's still below $70 a barrel at $69 a barrel. So that's getting down there. But I don't think the gas prices have been that affected. And they're down around 270 around here. They're probably, what, 260 in Austin, 259 at the lowest. Is that about right?
Yeah, you can get gas around here right around 240. Pretty easy.
240 now. Wow, that's good.
241.
Yeah.
Last week I paid $237.9 on a Saturday at 10 o'clock in the morning. And then when I was coming back from the game that night, it was up to $2.46. I mean, it's dang near a dime in a few hours. I'm like, hey, what are you doing?
Well, they're mugging people in and around Nashville at $2.79. They were still doing $3.40, $3.50 in Brentwood, Tennessee over the weekend. So you never know. There's so many, it's fun. I used to go to the thing called Drudge. It was called the Drudge Report.
Sure.
And it's an aggregator. What that means is it's got little headlines from publications all around the globe. And it was sold. And I'm not sure who bought it, but whoever it is completely anti-Trump. And so that's all they do, pretty much. That's their kind of end-all, be-all, is to be the anti-Trump aggregator. And the big thing now, it says, this Democrat said, was Hegseth drunk? He's not drinking anymore. And they put a liquor bottle to his face on that one. And then, yes, they did shout. These Democrats in that committee were shouting at the CIA director, who was the least offensive of all the people doing something, and he was getting mad at them. So there's a lot of screaming and hollering on this whole thing about security. But you never heard too much security about some of the things that went on when they were in office. So, it's partisan politics all the time, and that's what it is. Mel Gibson's Passion of the Christ sequel will start shooting this summer, and I believe they are using Jim Caviezel again to play Jesus. That was a ultra-successful movie that made him personally so much money that he felt guilty about how much money he made, and built churches with some of the prophets, helped a lot of people with medical crisis. I know some in Central America that he helped, and he kind of went off the deep end after that because it was such a hard thing to get going and such a ultra-successful thing. This time, he's going to resurrect the sequel. It's a biblical epic. Let's see. It's going to shoot in Rome at their studios there. And let's see. It just says Mel's going to direct it under his Icon Productions. And it will shoot all summer, and it doesn't really tell us a little bit. They'll go outside and shoot in some rural locations in Italy as well. And let's see.
I heard him talk about it on Joe Rogan. I heard him talking a lot about it on Rogan, the resurrection and how he's really diving deep into it, and it should be interesting. I enjoyed the first one, but you're right.
It fit for Gibson. It was a deeply religious experience for him, Catholic. So we'll see about how that goes. But, yeah, they've written two scripts for the sequel. One's very structured. One's a very strong script, the kind of what you expect. And said the other is like an acid trip because you're going to go into other realms and stuff. If you're in hell, you'll have the angels fall. So we're trying to figure out which version that we're going to do. So, either way, it sounds like a wild one. Probably good. Lady Gaga is going to do her first arena concert since 2018. I don't see any South and West dates, particularly a lot of New York, L.A. type of things. This surprises me a little bit, but not really. YouTube has topped Disney for the first time on Nielsen's TV distributor rankings. Total viewership by YouTube is higher than that for Disney. I know I watch YouTube, but I'm putting stuff on it. So I can fall in that hole and not come out.
Well, there's a lot of people that are putting just basic TV shows on YouTube, using it for that platform, too.
I watched Bill O'Reilly has his own kind of podcast network. I watched a little bit of him last night on it, and it was in real time. I've watched Megyn Kelly a little bit on there on YouTube, and you just don't know what you're going to see. And the algorithm if you watch one thing like that, it might show you two or three other things. It seems like Joe Rogan might be on YouTube, is he?
They take his highlights.
Spotify.
And yeah, he's on Spotify, but they take his highlights and they also put him on YouTube as well. Most people do. They put him on every single platform to bring them all under the tent.
And so, I don't have Spotify, but I've watched Rogan, so I must have watched him on
YouTube. How many times do you always hear for him, for everybody, or wherever you get your favorite podcast?
Yeah, so we're going to be, this program, including you, Jimmy Carter, we're on Spotify right now every day. We're on the 959texascountry.com webpage, but we're also
wherever you get your favorite.
Exactly. But soon enough, we're going to have cameras in this new studio, and this show will be on YouTube.
Oh, good Lord.
Right. Well, come on. Welcome to 2025, buddy.
I know.
Well, I guess we could always put me on a Zoom chat.
Yeah.
I could get Zoom.
That'd be great.
Yeah.
And see if we could figure out how to sync all that up together. That would be interesting. But, yeah, I guess that the big thing is sports today is going to be, I don't know if they can get another day out of this text thing or not.
I just sent you the ACM nominations. They just came down.
Yes, they did. I knew they were coming, so they just went down. And that's the Texas-based award show now. They're up there in Frisco, Texas, at the Star of Texas Arena, the football stadium where the Cowboys piddle around. And they'll be doing that in May. So that's the story. We'll have the ACMs and all that stuff tomorrow. You guys have a good Thursday.
Thank you, Jimmy.
Thank you, Jimmy. Jimmy Carter brought to you by Jim Swartner, Swartner Farm and Ranch, and Crestview RV. Coming up next, a guy you probably heard about. If not, you should meet him. A Texas preservationist that lives right here in Austin. Terry Booth, old T. Booth, joins us by phone in just a few moments here on the Eric and Bob Morning Talk Show, 95.9. This is Texas Country. Good morning.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.